Reports coming out of Iraq suggest that government troops, supported by volunteer fighters, are closing in on the strategic city of Tikrit in Salahuddin province. Iraqi forces have entered the strategic district of Al-Bajil. That's one of the strongholds of the ISIL terrorists. The attack comes as part of a massive military operation to liberate the city of Tikrit from the Tekfiri terrorists. Some 30,000 Iraqi soldiers, as well as volunteer forces, are taking part in the offensive. Danny Mackey is a Middle East expert joining us on the phone from London to share his thoughts with us on this. Danny Mackey, these advancements are taking place daily, and the latest being this city that they've or district that they have overtaken, Al-Bajil. Let's fast forward this and suppose that Tikrit gets liberated, Mosul gets liberated. What would that mean for the wider region?
I mean, if Tikrit is liberated in a correct manner, it would be more significant than the liberation of Kobani by the Kurdish militants. I mean, this is the first raid by the Iraqi government forces, aided by different other groups, to dislodge the Islamic State from a stronghold which it has been entrenched in for a numerous amount of time now. I mean, we see that there are no real estimates of how many Islamic State militants are actually operating in Tikrit, but they are very highly entrenched in the city. I mean, their defenses are highly highly. And Tikrit was a sign of numerous massacres by the Islamic State when they actually came in and occupied this area of land. But the magnitude of the actual operation occurring at this current moment in time by the Iraqi government forces, with help from Iranian advisors, it is not to be underestimated. And when the Islamic State is defeated in Tikrit, it will signify the first major defeat ISIS has suffered in Iraq at the hands of the government forces, which were deemed to have been collapsed, broken, torn apart only just probably a year ago. So the significance of this particular event is definitely of the greatest value. And moreover, I mean, the Iraqi army has had long time to prepare. They're using their own air force as opposed to relying on the United States. They're acting independently for the first time since the United States has really left the country. And it does show a growth and a progress shown by the Iraqi armed forces after the horrific collapse in Mosul, which occurred, to actually re-emerge as a new force, newly trained, new forces, new volunteers, and fight at such an area such as Tikrit, which is so significant to the Islamic State. However, ISIS are entrenched in Tikrit. I mean, they've had improvised explosive devices. They've set up very quick defense systems, and it won't be easy. This will take a number of months as opposed to weeks and days. But when it is liberated, it will signal a change in the balance of powers on Iraq, with ISIS becoming more reclusive, returning to their original stronghold, and retreating from a major part of Iraq.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Danny Mackey, Middle East expert, talking to us there from London. We appreciate it.